96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we have several guests with us here on the KVOE Home Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line. I am just skipping all over today. Sorry about that. But we do have Tyler Curtis. I believe we also have Melanie Curtis and Amanda Mendoza talking about a special student trip for certain Emporia High students next year.
But they've got some fundraising opportunities for people to benefit from, I shall say. Let's get the group in here with us this morning. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and kudos on the live and local tag team. That's a pretty smooth move you guys got worked out there.
We're trying.
You know, 20 years of practice right there, Tyler. It's finally coming into smoothness there for us.
Sometimes it takes that long.
Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
Great to have you here. And Amanda, good morning.
Bon matin.
Oui.
Bonjour.
Everybody catch that?
Outstanding. That is awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe not so much the trip yet, but let's talk about some of the fundraisers, Tyler. And I'll let you go ahead and get us rolling here because you're the one who reached out to get this process started, get it in front of the community, and especially because you've got a couple of activities here that are coming very soon in order to start the fundraising process.
We do. So we have a junior that's been taking French for the last 2.5 years, and they get a chance to go to France this summer. So we thought, as a group of parents that are sending their kids that way, we wanted to give them some chances to get some support, offset some of those expenses, and have them have a good time. So we will start that out this Saturday during Small Business Saturday. People that want to have their Christmas gifts wrapped, that will be happening at Imaginarium, and I'll let Melanie talk about that one in more detail. So, but looking forward to having folks bring their gifts in to Imaginarium this Saturday from 10 to 3, and then on the Christmas parade on Tuesday, we'll be selling some French cookies, and Amanda's going to have to pronounce that. I'm not a French speaker, but I call them cookies. Cookies and cocoa right before and during the parade. So looking forward to having a couple things come out here and get ready to raise some funds for these kids that are going to France.
All right. Well, Melanie, let's talk about the fundraising activity at Imaginarium for Small Business Saturday. How is this going to work?
Yeah, so for Small Business Saturday, people can come to Imaginarium from 10 to 3, drop off any of the shopping goods that they have purchased. Hopefully some of those are from Imaginarium as well, but yes. it does not have to be. So if they've gone shopping today or previously and they're getting ready to go downtown, they can drop off the packages that they have and then go downtown, do some more shopping, and drop off their next packages to be wrapped up. If they are starting their shopping with downtown business shopping, go do that. Drop off your packages at Imaginarium. We'll wrap them up for you, and you go and have a cup of coffee or hot cocoa downtown and come back and pick them up, and they'll be ready to go.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And those are for free will donations.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, what the price that will be. So I know Tyler mentioned the hours. What, again, is the window of opportunity there, Melanie?
Yes, from 10 to 3 tomorrow.
Okay. Gift wrapping, much needed for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Including,
oh,
I think
so helpful.
I was going to say, including for both of us here. Maybe I shouldn't speak for Ron, but I'll definitely speak for me on that. Okay, so let's go into more detail as to what's going to be taking place on Tuesday.
So on Tuesday, we have families who are working on making homemade hot cocoa, and that will also be down right in front of Imaginarium for the parade. And Amanda, do you want to tell a little bit about the cookies?
French cookies,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. French cookies. They're called Tamiers, and they are puff pastry that is sweetened with sugar, so we'll make them all fancy looking. And it's a very, very traditional French cookie that they serve a lot at Christmas time and other special little occasions. So if you have a gourmand taste, then you might want to come get our very rich chocolat and some palmier.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Wonderfully delivered, too, right there, Amanda. So how did this, Amanda is the French teacher, by the way, at Emporia High School. So, Amanda, how did this trip come to be?
So I've taken students abroad a couple of times. We went in after a disrupted trip that was planned a couple of years ago. You might figure out why. In 2022, we were able to finally go on our trip that was scheduled in 2020. And so we went on that little trip, and we went to several places in France. I went through a tour company, and then I went with the same tour company to Canada. We had several trips planned at once. So last summer in 2023, we went to Quebec. And what I decided was that my students, we went too fast, and we did too much, and for the price, I didn't feel like it was as substantial of an experience, especially linguistically, as I wanted for them or that they actually wanted. We had a great, great time, don't get me wrong. Had a super awesome time, but I wanted to give them something that was a little bit more meaningful and not so much about seeing as much as you can see in a short span of time. So we're actually going to be gone for 3 weeks. And the kids are going to go to an immersion school for 2 of those weeks, and they're going to get to stay with host families. So they're going to have tons and tons and tons of French, and they'll be immersed in it for those 2 weeks. And then with our new language skills, we will go see Paris like a traveler and not a tourist.
Okay, you mentioned immersion school. How deep are you immersed, and exactly what does that mean?
Yeah, please, do tell.
think about the deep end of the pool. We'll just toss them right in. So they'll go to classes in the morning, so about 3 hours of class, where they'll do, they'll have activities where they'll, be hearing some things, they'll be talking a little bit, and things like that. But then they'll actually go out in the afternoon to on excursions. So they'll get to do, maybe they'll tour, and I should mention we're going to be in the south of France, about 20 minutes from the Mediterranean Sea, and in the Occitanie region. So this region has tons and tons of natural historic places to see. There are about 6 UNESCO World Heritage sites that we can go visit. And then the region actually prides itself on being greedy of life. And that means that you take advantage of all of the surroundings that you have. So their excursions are going to be taking advantage of those things. They'll see some big medieval towns. There are these pink salt lakes that are nearby. Hopefully we get to go to one of those. And so they'll get all these experiences with other international students who are also there to learn French. But then when they go home, they get to eat dinner with their host family. So they're going to be in French all day.
Yikes, I guess.
Holy cow.
That immerse word, I think, is really
That's
appropriate.
Understatement
for what will be going on. Three weeks. That is a pretty good trip right there. So when will you be leaving?
So we will leave. We're planning on leaving May 31st, if I'm remembering right. And then they start school on June 2nd.
Okay. I can imagine that your group is pretty excited about this, I would assume, Amanda.
Yes, they're very excited. We have 12, there will be 12 travelers going.
Oh, man. How long have they been, I guess, maybe taking French in order to be part of this? Is there a time limit for students who, taking classes before they're maybe eligible for this?
Yeah, so the school doesn't actually cater to absolute novices, so like zero kids with zero French. So they needed to have at least a year in class with me in order to have a teeny little bit of level of proficiency so that they can hang in classes.
Wow.
Holy are the kids kind of working on it now, too? I mean, to make sure they're going to be boned up on this?
I don't know if you know teenagers very well. I know Chuck has one.
Mm-hmm.
She's in my class, too. So I would say that I give them lots and lots and lots of opportunities and tell them how they can be in French outside of my class. But I can't say that they take advantage of those opportunities. So some of them might. Maybe Tyler's child does. I'm not sure. I bet she does. But yeah, so we spend a lot of time in class focusing on increasing. I teach for language acquisition, so we do a lot of reading, and they understand a ton. But then it always takes thousands of hours to be able to talk like a kindergartner. So I just want you to keep that in mind. So 4 years of French class, you could get a little bit of proficiency, but there's no way you could sit and have a real conversation with somebody in only that amount of time. And just know that I have about 83 days with my students every year.
Well,
that's how much class I need.
Sounds like they should be conversing after they're finished with this, though, I would assume.
They should, yeah. That would be the ultimate goal, because really what we want is for them to be able to get the seal of biliteracy so they'll have a leg up in any career opportunities in the future.
Okay, well, we talked about gift wrapping at the Imaginarium this Saturday, tomorrow, and selling hot cocoa and French cookies outside of the Imaginarium on Tuesday of next week for the big Christmas parade. Tyler, what else is on the fundraising schedule?
We'll be getting some things out in the new year as well. We've been able to partner with the Granada Coffee Company, and they're actually selling peppermint flavor of coffee. For each of those bags that are sold, they'll be donating part of the proceeds to the program. We'll be doing something special there as well, where Amanda will actually be a guest barista. So we'll get that date out to you. We're partnering with Union Street Social to do a fun movie night coming up here in March. So we're looking forward to that, and they'll have some French things on the menu as well as a French movie. So we got some fun things planned, working with Gravel City Roasters as well. So Joe's putting his creative hat on and getting ready for a French cafe day. So we've got some fun things going on. They're selling crepes at the high school. I call them crepes. Amanda calls them crepes. Evidently, that's kind of a French thing. But they're doing that as well. So lots of opportunities. But we thought, you know, we have a very warm community. We have a community that really values education. So we thought, I think the community be interested that we have a dozen students going to France and are going to be not only like visiting and touring, but they're going to be there for 3 weeks. Like, I'm concerned that Allie's going to come back home at this point. So I think the main thing with Allie is she going to get her on the return flight? What a great experience though, right? To go over there, have so many hours of exposure. I think Amanda, when she was talking to our parent group, said they'll have more exposure to France, to French, in this trip than their entire 4 years of in class. Because it's so intense. So I'm looking forward to seeing hearing all the stories that Allie brings home. And I know the community will be also enriched by these students going abroad and coming back home and telling their stories.
Agreed. All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll definitely get you guys back on with us here coming up January, February to talk about this in more detail. But if you've got anything else, too, that starts adding into the schedule here for fundraisers, please let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Thanks for your help. You guys are always awesome.
All right. Well, one more time, Imaginarium, what's the time for the gift wrapping tomorrow? Melanie?
It is 10 to 3, okay. And we're at 729 Commercial.
So get back to Imaginarium by 3 to pick up your wrapped gifts then, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Otherwise, who knows where they go.
And say bonjour to those kids. See if they answer back. Say bonjour.
Bonjour. How much did un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six? I guess that's about a part.
Oh.
Yeah. There. How about that? How about that big finish? Huh? All right. Hey, thank you all. We appreciate it very much.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice group right there. joining us.
Yes, sir.
Raising money for a big trip to France. Boy, what an experience that will be.
Absolutely. And again, we'll have more on that coming up here really over the next few weeks before they take off in May for France. And don't forget, too, that, you know, we talked about Monday's schedule, but we're going to be busy tomorrow here because we got Saturday morning sports talk at 8:15, ESU women's basketball on the road at Wayne State tomorrow. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock tip on Mix 104.9.
And we've got KU and K-State. KU's on the road in Cincinnati. That's a 5:30 pregame. And K-State on Country 101.7 there at home against Iowa State. That's a 5 p.m. pregame there.
All right.
Coming up. KVOE Live and Local. It is 9:01. Stay tuned. We've got headlines next.
Enter to win groceries from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word goods to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
Go to kvoe.com/student to nominate your student of the month. Brought to you.